Streamer Dream reveals his face. I've seen stuff about this, but I don't know who
couldn't
he
tell
is.
You a single thing.
Okay. We can. We don't have to.
Oh, my
That's
God.
The saw thing it, about pop culture.
Saw it on E! News, actually, mm-hmm. and thought, I think we're derailing a little bit, E! News, from what's important here. And
E!
It's
News
not
has been a
streamers.
Lot of
Sorry.
TikTokers as well.
I know. And listen, I just love E! News so much, mm-hmm. but it's like, where do we draw the line?
Right.
I thought this was yeah. mainstream pop culture.
I know. It's the line is blurred.
The line is
at
blurred.
The end of the day. And I wish the line was firmer.
Same.
But can't always get what we want.
So congrats to Dream.
In conclusion, Streamer Dream revealed his face.
And we are so happy for him.
Yeah, that takes courage.
And we wish you the best of luck in this new endeavor with your face being shown
Seriously.
To the public.
It's not
It doesn't
easy.
Get easier.
It does not get easier.
If I were you, I would have stuck the mask on and stayed with that.
If I could go back in time, I would mask
Me
mask
too.
Up.
I would be Marshmallow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Hello.
Hey, Kels.
Hey, Brooke.
In this space, I always feel like being transparent about the way I'm feeling.
Okay.
Just like mentally and physically.
Right.
Always helps me feel better during the pod. Because it's like, if something comes up, it's like, you know.
Totally.
What's going on.
Totally.
So just like a little update about like my body and my mind right now.
Okay.
I keep having these incidents with coffee
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I could have coffee in the morning.
Oh, I saw your story about this.
Yeah, I don't. Get it scientifically.
I don't understand it either.
Well, I'll tell people that.
Sorry, I interrupted
no,
you.
No, oh my God, no. Please interrupt me.
If you don't follow Brooke on Instagram, I suggest you following her immediately.
Thanks, Kels.
Yeah, then you wouldn't have to explain yourself multiple
times.
That's
really, you're so right. When you're right, you're right.
So true.
But if I have coffee in the morning, I could fall asleep at any time in the afternoon and take minimum 4-hour nap, no problem.
Duh.
But if I have coffee in the afternoon, I'm up till 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up till 5 last night.
Okay.
Kind of just like, I've done this whole podcast in my head a few times.
Okay.
So this isn't my first time around the block.
I can't wait.
At all.
I can tell.
So that's just where I am right now, just like a little fatigued.
Okay.
A little anxious just because I've never done this without Connor.
Really?
And it's like, if I have to do it without Connor, it's you.
Okay. I was gonna ask actually if I was your first call.
You would have been my only.
Okay. So no, that didn't answer. Was I your first though?
You were my first and would have been my only.
Okay.
Because what happened and why Connor's not here.
I'm here by the way.
Is he was and no one knew this. He was he's in Texas.
Right. Classic.
And he was just gonna come back for the pod.
And then go back
and
for
then
ACL.
And go back for ACL.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, Connor, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
To do.
Okay.
Let me ask Kels.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. So it was, you're like a really sweet, kind partner.
You could say that.
I'm saying
that. Some would say, and that's an option.
And I'm going to be honest here. I blamed Connor.
I mean, it's no, because he was ready to come back.
Okay.
And I said, let me ask Kels.
Oh my God.
And then if you said no, I would have said, all right, get on that plane, yeah. honey.
Oh my God. And I was like, God, fucking damn it. Connor's leaving Brooke hanging.
No.
I was like really team Brooke on this
right.
one.
Right. And you always are. That's
I
the
am.
Thing.
You're, I am.
You are like woman supporting woman.
It's true.
And I'm already feeling so much better just yeah. like talking to you and you being here and you being my safe space.
Right. I'm so happy to be here as your safe space.
And so anyway, the thing about the coffee is people were DMing and are like, oh, that happens. Like, coffee affects people with autism differently.
Stop.
And I was just like, perfect. Perfect, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I believe you.
Right.
But it's like, when did I say?
Right. No. When
did I say?
When did you come out?
When did I come out? Right.
Yeah.
When did I come out on the spectrum? I didn't. But thank you.
Thank you for the tips and tricks, though.
That's what I have.
And I'm gonna give you one of my tips and tricks.
Please.
I feel like maybe it's because you've already. Okay. Well, actually, I don't know this, and okay. I don't want to assume.
No. Tell me.
Do you always do like a mid-morning nap?
No. Contrary to popular belief.
Okay.
I don't.
Because I love a nap.
I
take 4-hour naps pretty frequently,
yeah.
I would say. So I didn't know if maybe you were doing that nap and then
every day.
And every day.
Right.
And then having the because as am I.
Yeah.
And then having the coffee, but you've already done your nap. So like the, right. you're not I'm tired because nap. Of the nap.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say I always do take a 4 hour minimum rest period.
Okay.
You know, oh I don't God, have to same. Be unconscious, but I need to be resting.
Me too.
Siesta.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And sometimes resting. I add a nap on top of that in case I'm feeling really tired.
Of course.
I mean, I woke up this morning genuinely excited to nap at around 2 p.m.
Always.
I'm for like, 4 hours.
I wonder, like people say that's like a depression thing, is like waking up excited to go to bed. I think it's just like
I'm not excited to go to bed.
No.
I'm excited to nap because it makes me feel happy. I'm not depressed. I know what makes me feel happy. Uh-huh.
I agree. It's like I am kind of depressed, but I think it's a separate issue.
That's fine.
Like, it's just like I'm looking forward to the coziness aspect.
Exactly.
Not the being unconscious.
Exactly.
And distant from the world aspect.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Wow.
Glad we covered that.
So I don't know the answer
at the
end of the day.
I don't think it's... either
my autism.
I don't think so and either.
Someone did say that it's probably just because in the morning you're still so exhausted that overpowers, whereas at night you don't necessarily have the exhaustion
that makes
overpowering.
Sense I guess that does make sense and but, like maybe yeah. maybe like I don't know.
I
was
know.
Gonna say something, but it was gonna sound stupid.
It's actually a non-issue anymore because I'm not feeling tired,
really.
And I think it was a total like mindset anxiety thing, and
I feel good
talking to you. Interrupt me at any time. I need to shut up.
So who decided on 9 a.m. for you guys?
Kelsa's out of my hands.
Because like I've come to terms with the fact that I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
And I feel like
either,
somebody who runs this studio is a fucking morning person and it ruins my life every day. And now I'm late. I'm tired. I'm puffy. And I'm going to bring this home. They say don't bring your work home.
You're bringing it home.
I'm going to bring my work home today.
To the boss.
To the big boss.
It's purely so we can get the show out the next day.
Ryan says it's purely so we can get the show out the next day. But let me pitch you this, Ryan.
Okay.
What about a later time yesterday?
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Well, so you would even more time.
Okay, but yesterday they have to do
so
the
move
big dogs.
Everyone back.
So you want to move everyone.
Yeah. Because the few times we've done shows in the afternoon, it's been a different Brooke.
Okay. See, no, I'm totally understanding.
And I never wanted to say anything.
I'm happy that we're having this conversation.
It's an interesting point.
It's interesting. I do respect the quick turnaround though.
Yeah, no, totally. That's something that I've always respected.
Me too.
Yeah. So
it's hard to really like, you can't, God does not give with both hands.
No, she doesn't.
She does not.
She really doesn't.
Which is why we're stunning, but we're not morning people.
Exactly, Kels.
Yeah.
I will say it's like, I've gotten used to it a bit.
Okay.
Except for when I'm up late, because then it becomes, well, if I go to sleep now, I'll get 4 hours. Right. But if I fall asleep in an hour, I'll get 3 and then I have to wake up at 7.
Okay.
So when it goes into those spirals, it's not so great.
Right.
But usually I can do it.
Okay.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I was listening to Circle Time, my favorite podcast, starring Kelsey K.
Thank you so much.
On the way here, 29.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
and so we got you 29 cookies.
You did?
There are
is
maybe
that what
like
this is. I was kind of eyeing this.
So 6, but
that's
if
actually,
you were to divide some you, of those by a certain number,
these are like chunky boys.
Those are chunky crumbles.
Crumbles. Wait, you guys
have you had
look
a crumble?
Amazing. I haven't.
There's a lot of mixed reviews.
This
I've
the
seen
one.
On TikTok.
There's one with some like apples on the top. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit. But other than that, they look stunning.
That one, that M&M one, looks really good.
Looks really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So
wow, you guys
can have them now. You can have them later.
I'm gonna
save.
Well, I just had some bagel.
Morning bagel.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wait. But that looks really good, and I'm really excited. And cookies are my favorite dessert.
We had a feeling.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for my 29 cookies.
Oh my God, of course, Kels. And your birthday party was last weekend. And I wanted to talk about that with you because I had the privilege of being a guest.
I was a guest at my birthday party, but so was Brooke.
And
you know what's funny? We did talk about this moment. I was like, I'll come on BNC Make a Pee anytime you want.
And I said, do you promise?
And I'm fulfilling that promise.
And that was really like, if that conversation didn't happen, I would have maybe been a little nervous.
Yeah.
To ask you
when
to come
I saw
on,
the text, I was like, she remembers.
You knew. Yeah. I did remember that. But I had a blast.
Did you?
At your 29th. There were some things behind the scenes that were happening that I'm not sure if you were aware of.
I need to know.
That I wanted to bring to light. I guess I'll start with our friend Tristan. I don't know
I'm
if you
so curious.
At any point saw him in tears.
So I 100% did. And Tristan, this is my public apology because so I am a bit of a birthday brat, I will say. When it's my birthday, like I'm a bitch, okay?
You have every right to be.
And so it was my birthday party and I did see Tristan in tears in the hallway. But there were enough people around him supporting him where I felt like we don't need another cook in the kitchen. And I was like, this is my birthday. I'm not going to deal with this. And so I walked by, but I do feel badly that I ignored the person in tears in the hallway because I was being a birthday bitch.
I think when I tell you why he was in tears, you'll no longer feel super badly about kind of walking away from the situation.
I need to know.
So he did get in a little bit of a disagreement with the bathroom attendant.
Okay.
With the bathroom attendant that resulted immediate sobbing on his end.
What happened?
He wanted to go in the girls' room with all of our friends.
Okay.
And the bathroom attendant said, you can't go in there.
Okay.
And that just like, waterworks.
that's
instant waterworks.
Oh my God. Okay. It's not even like a fun bathroom to be in with the girls.
Small,
like
it's
small. I don't want to be in there with the girls.
And I don't know. Like I was having trouble hearing him just because it was kind of loud by the bathroom. I'm not sure what his exact process was, but it was like, I've never seen someone inconsolable because inconsolable
so
because he wasn't allowed to go in the restroom.
That's so terrible.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I didn't stop.
And then so he was crying and then the bathroom attendant said, you can't cry here. And I think
no.
Yeah. It was a hazard. It was a safety.
Kind of a power move on the bathroom attendant's part.
So then Tristan tried to go outside to cry. You have to come back inside. So this is kind of increasing the tears. Then he went into the photo booth to try to cry. Can't be in there.
Well,
yeah, no.
You can't cry in the photo booth.
Can't
like,
cry
that's
in the photo
really
booth.
Where I draw the line.
Yeah.
You know how many girls were trying to get in there to take pics?
Like, totally.
He could have gotten the same bathroom experience, actually, in the photo booth with the girls.
Right, totally. And so I think every time the bathroom attendant told him a place he couldn't cry, it kind of spurred him on more.
Oh my God.
And so then eventually he was able to talk and kind of hash it out with the attendant. And what had it upset?
They chatted.
Yeah, they chatted. And so Tristan is gay, but very much identifies as a man.
Right.
And so Tristan told the bartender what upset him.
The bartender or the bathroom attendant?
Oh, sorry, the bathroom attendant.
I thought we were getting the whole staff involved.
The bathroom attendant upset him a lot that he didn't ask how he identified, which is as a man, though.
Oh, okay. So
he still would not have been.
He wouldn't.
No.
He wouldn't have been allowed even more so.
Even more so. Yeah. So Tristan was saying it really, you don't know.
Okay.
And so I have a video of them hugging it out.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
They hugged it out. And everything was okay. And then
I cannot believe that was the drama of the night.
That was
happening.
The drama of the night. And like the bathroom attendant, he was like a sweet guy. It was just like, you know.
Was it the bathroom attendant? It was a guy?
Yes. It wasn't. I think I might be using the wrong term.
Okay.
There was a bathroom attendant woman.
The hallway man?
The hallway outside the bathroom.
Mr. Hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who was kind of guarding over the bathroom doors.
Okay. Because I was going to say that the root of the problem is the male bathroom attendant in the female restroom then.
Right. No.
Okay.
Because then Tristan was sobbing saying, I would never do anything to those girls to harm them. They are my life. They are my life.
That was upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a big cause of upset.
I did see him crying. And yes, I will be honest, I did not stop. But if that was you, I would have stopped.
That's really nice, Kels.
But I trusted the girls surrounding Tristan to not lead him astray.
No, I think everyone was able to get him back to a safe place.
Thank God.
And then I was kind of going through my own journey.
Oh, were you?
I woke up that morning with stomach was a little upset.
Okay.
But nothing like too out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Until like 6 p.m. when I was like, this is out of the ordinary.
Okay.
But it's like not an option for me not to go to Kelsey's party.
Oh my God.
And support her.
Thank you.
And then I said, what will help my stomach? Vodka ginger ale. Make it a double.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because of the ginger ale.
Because of the ginger ale.
Randomly. Didn't help.
Didn't help.
No.
Weird.
Very randomly. So I excused myself about an hour into the night.
And you so left?
You wouldn't have wanted me there.
No. I mean, it's totally fine. But for me personally, I thought you were there until the place closed.
That's nice. My spirit lingered on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought Tristan was later on. I thought the Tristan of it all was happening later. I thought our conversation was later. So I was talking to you.
I came a little bit later to the party, though.
Right.
I feel like I was there from in the 8 to 9:30.
In the 8 to 9:30. Totally. Mm-hmm.
But then excuse myself.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so sorry that the vodka ginger ale didn't help.
Random.
I would have told you to do the same if you had told me you were having
stomach. It seems like a no-brainer.
It does.
To me. But
were they good?
So good. They have a really heavy pour there.
Yeah, no, I learned that the hard way on my birthday party night.
Well, what was the night like for you? I've been blabbering on about.
I mean, it was like blissful.
Blissful.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I was in birthday bitch.
I'm glad we didn't drag you
bliss.
Down.
No one could have brought my spirits down. Something strange actually did happen to me. There was a person there that like I used to know. We hadn't seen each other in a really long time. He's like mutual friends with our friend zone. So he was there and I was introducing him to Cody. And as I was talking to him, he said I had something on my face and he licked his finger and wiped my face with his thing. That was the most memorable moment of the night for me. That was when another man was cleaning my face with his saliva
in front of
my fiance who just kind of stood there. And I was like, can you get it too, Cody? I was like trying to joke around about it, but everyone I've told is like, it's kind of weird.
What did Cody say after the fact? I'm assuming you guys unpacked that.
Yeah,
pretty
he was
immediately.
Like, yeah, no, that was weird.
Yeah. That's something that would be in like a Seinfeld.
But
episode.
You know, I kind of loved the intimacy of it. I feel like I'm like, have I ever kissed you on the lips when I'm drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. I am a lover when I drink. Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't mind it in the moment.
Totally.
Because I was like, oh my God, we're all best friends. Mm-hmm. But after the fact, I was like, I'm going to keep that with the girls.
Yeah.
I don't need another man's spit on my face.
That's something that I would have either had like a really adverse reaction to.
Right.
Or complete opposite.
Fallen in love.
Head over heels.
Yeah.
No in between.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I it was kind of in between.
Okay.
I didn't fall in love, but I wasn't like completely disgusted as I should have been.
I get it.
I was just kind of like, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes complete sense. Yeah. I would love to have Cody on.
To hear
one day to hear about him.
I think we should get his opinion for sure one day.
That's really good.
Yeah. But other than that, my night was great.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And then it's come to my understanding that you are you technically a Virgo that identifies as a Libra? Or are you just all Libra?
I am a Libra.
So there's no Virgo whatsoever.
No, it ends on the 23rd. Libra starts on the 23rd. I was born on the 21st.
Okay.
24th.
So you're just full Libra through and through.
I'm full Libra.
Okay. Are you really into astrology? No, not at all.
I keep almost burping. So I just want to formally apologize for that.
And you can move forward with a full burp if at any time.
My burps never really come to fruition. Uh-huh. They just kind of sit right here.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no idea. I do know, though, that I'm supposed to be a Libra, not a Virgo. But why? Yeah. Couldn't really tell you.
I don't know anything, really.
Right.
But I do know Virgos are the ones that have a reputation of being a little bit difficult. Mm, and you're not a Virgo.
So no one would ever say that I'm a Virgo.
Then. No, Connor's a Virgo. I think.
Oh my God, that totally makes sense.
Do you think it makes sense?
I mean, he's difficult. Yeah.
Maybe.
Where were you on his birthday celebration?
I wasn't invited.
Wait, we talked about that.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
And I'm going to be honest here. That it was like not supposed to be his birthday celebration. Yeah. He just happened to come over and it was going to be his birthday at midnight. And as much as I'm a birthday bitch myself, I love when it's someone else's birthday.
Yes.
And I don't want them to feel not loved.
Totally.
So I was like, I have to. And like, I feel like he teeters sometimes. Like if no one acknowledged that.
To celebrate his birthday.
Yes. And like if no one acknowledged that it was his birthday, he wouldn't have felt loved. And then he would have been sad.
No,
but he wouldn't have said that he was sad, but he would have been sad.
Totally. Did I talk to
you? It was on a whim.
Did I tell you about, did I mention that?
You mentioned it.
Oh. I did not tell him anything about that because I was like, it's your birthday. Like, I want you to be happy. Mm. And I said, I haven't said a word to him, but I was like,
oh my God. Sorry.
He hates me. No. But I know he just didn't
want to
celebrate.
It was an accidental celebration, honestly.
I know. I know that. I know that.
And had I had the time to throw something together, you would have been the first person I called.
And Kels, I know that. And I know he doesn't hate me. I know you don't hate me, Connor. I don't think you're going to be listening to this. But
he better.
Yeah, he will.
When's your birthday?
June
18th. Okay, June 18th. Yeah. So you're a Gemini.
Gemini.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit scary as well, I've heard.
I have respect for Geminis. I have nothing but respect.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never met a
Gemini. I don't
know
anything about them.
All the Geminis I've met are like, it's like, yeah, that makes sense that you're a Gemini. It's like a lot of emotions at play.
Okay.
And like some like questionable coping mechanism.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Which like that's completely fine.
Totally. You guys have to do you.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm like a Cancer sun or moon or rising.
Okay.
One of the above. And I feel like that makes the most sense to me.
Okay.
Even though I know nothing about it.
So I don't know really much about it either.
Okay.
And I love the fact that we keep saying we know nothing about it. And then, but you said your birthday and I was like, oh, Gemini. Yeah, done. But all of my, like a lot of my really close girlfriends are Cancers. So I feel like I get along really well with Cancer girls.
Me too.
But I have a couple ex-boyfriends who are Cancer boys. And so I don't
those
get along
don't sit
with them.
Right. Those don't sit
they
right.
They don't. They shouldn't no. really like, they shouldn't. It should be for girls only.
Yeah.
That's
I
sign.
Agree. Another thing
okay.
that I wanted to bring up with you.
Oh my God. Kels, yeah. Yes, bro.
Is that I was a preschool teacher.
Right.
You are a preschool teacher.
I was. You I don't really
but
do
your
it
I, your identity.
I identify
you
as a
identify
preschool
as a preschool teacher.
This is true.
Whereas I don't know if I can still
okay.
identify. I wanted to ask if you have any stories, and this is putting you on the spot.
Okay.
And if you don't, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any stories?
Any
just like as
any
a
stories,
teacher
period,
story
with the kids that are maybe some that are like, wow, I wouldn't have expected that to happen.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally does. Totally understanding.
Or
what
like
you want
maybe
me to
something
say.
Funny.
Okay.
Okay. I just feel like I've never really talked about.
Do you
teaching
do you have one?
That's kind of why I asked you.
And I want to hear yours.
It's because I have a story that I've never told.
Oh my God, an exclusive.
Because I've been really scared I'm going to get in trouble.
Like canceled?
No, not canceled, but like sued by the school.
Okay. Which so like canceled adjacent.
Yeah.
Preschool like, teacher canceled.
But I don't think I will because one, I never signed anything. So I'm fine.
Like an NDA?
And never signed any sort of like
I'm so
NDA.
Confused where this is going. Also, I'm holding on to your sweater.
Please,
like
hold
it's
on
a hand.
For your life. Two, like this is a story of the school doing me really dirty.
Oh, shit.
So it's like.
This is a BNC make a P exclusive.
This is an exclusive. So
okay,
it's like
go.
I do them dirty. That's okay after all
totally.
These years. And I wrote it down in my notes because the timeline is always really confusing to me.
Okay.
So I need it like fully mapped out.
I'm so excited.
So I'm sorry I'm going to be looking at my phone this whole time. And I also need to be really intentional about not using people's real names.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because I've done that on the pod before.
So do we get to rename them?
Yeah. Can you do it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Pick a name for like a bad girl name.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to say April.
April. That's really good.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the story of teacher April.
Ugh.
Total.
Bitch.
Total psycho.
Psycho.
And when I graduated college,
okay.
I started working right away. Like a week later, started working at a preschool.
Never stopped grinding.
Never stopped grinding.
Totally.
And I wasn't understanding like why the preschool was on during summers.
Because they don't stop.
Because the grind never stops.
Totally.
But looking back, it was more of just like a
summer
done
camp.
Up daycare.
Right. In general
disguised,
or over summer?
In general.
Okay.
Disguised and marketed to me as a preschool.
Got it.
So that's why it started immediately.
Okay.
In June. Okay.
I'm seeing the teacher's real name here.
Yeah. I'm gonna slip.
Okay.
I'm going to slip bad.
I love it. Okay.
Teacher April. This
teacher
is the
April.
Teacher April. So each class in the school had two teachers, and it was supposed to be me and teacher April.
Okay.
And 25 preschoolers. So that's a huge class.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 25 kids.
Right.
So I go in on my first day and there was no orientation, nothing, like full sending myself into the space.
Okay.
Freshly graduated, no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm so excited to meet my co-teacher. And
teacher April.
Teacher April.
Yeah.
Big and they apes. Were like, the thing about teacher April is she's going to be missing the first 2 weeks. Of school, which, as we know, the most critical time in the school year is the first 2 weeks.
Always.
So teacher April.
Sorry.
Go
side,
say something.
I have a question. The first 2 weeks of the summer program or the first 2 weeks of actual school?
Of the summer program, but that's when their like school year actually. That's when the kids would move up classes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
mine
this
was a little bit different.
Yeah. So this is when they would
finish out the school year over the summer, started a fresh classroom in the fall.
That makes more sense. Nothing about the school was run in a way that made sense to anyone.
Okay. So they said teacher April.
Teacher April's going to be on her honeymoon. And I was like, okay. Fine, like wish I had made like I wish she was here the first 2 weeks.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's my wish. But that's fine. Like, am I gonna get a sub? No, that's fine. Perfect. Okay.
That's illegal.
It's illegal. Okay. Yeah. That's illegal. So I did have like some like floaters like in and out of the classroom, but it was mostly just like me getting to know the 25 kids.
That is literally the most illegal thing I've ever heard.
I was 22, okay. You know, just
one,
25.
One with 25.
One to 25 range. Okay. Yeah.
Not a 1 to 25 yeah. range.
Yeah. 1 to 25
That's
range.
That's insane.
And the legality, I think, was 1 to 12.
1 to 12.
Yeah.
For sure. I didn't know if it was the same.
Yeah.
In every state, but that would make sense. That's
they
what it
technically
is for us.
They had like a body in the room for legal purposes, but the body could have been Mr. Steve. The janitor.
We had a Mr. Steve janitor.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. So he was
hooking up with one of the teachers.
You're kidding.
No.
Our Mr. Steve lived on the property, which was incredible. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We'll cover that in another episode.
Yeah. Totally.
I feel like.
Okay. So first 2 weeks, teacher April
gone
on her honeymoon,
missing.
So I was asking everyone, what's her vibe? Like, I'm so curious.
You wanted the tea,
and all the other teachers were not. Giving me like an answer, and they were like, you know, she's been here a while.
Oh,
you know, she is set in her ways, been here a while, strong personality. And like, that was them, like,
no, that's the worst response you could have asked for.
That was them, like, being kind,
right?
They were trying really hard,
right?
So I was like, oh, damn. So she comes back. I finally meet teacher April, and right away, I'm like, so nice to meet you. Been looking forward to meeting you, getting to know you. How was your wedding? Didn't get married.
Stop. Wait. Hang on.
Yeah, please.
I have a quick cue.
Please, guys.
What's the age?
Oh, I, to this day, could have been 27, could have been 58.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's what people say about me.
No. You are 29 to the T.
Okay. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's such a comp.
Thanks. But anyway... Didn't get married?
So, no, she did not get married and was not able to provide any further details on why. And I want you to put a pin in that piece of information.
Okay, one more follow-up.
Yeah, oh my God, please, 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 please.
Was there supposed to be a wedding?
Yes. So she was leaving for her wedding.
So that wasn't like a lie?
No.
Okay.
Well, not that I know of.
Okay.
But she was supposed to be on her
honeymoon.
Wedding and then subsequent honeymoon.
Got it.
Did not get married.
Okay. Putting a pin.
Okay. I said, okay, perfect. Putting a pin in that piece of information.
Yeah.
And then the first interaction she had with a kid was little Robert, sweetheart, had his lunchbox.
We have to change his name.
That was a change name.
Oh my
that
God. Thank name. God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Had his lunchbox on the floor.
Rob.
Which like that's where you're going to put your lunchbox. You need space to spread out your food. You're not going to put your lunchbox on the table. Lunchbox on the floor. And he got up and stepped on the lunchbox by accident.
Was the food in there?
Nope. Just stepped on the lunchbox.
Okay.
And teacher April said, did you buy that or did your mom buy that?
Stop.
And Robert said, my mom. And then
because Robert doesn't have
right
a steady
because
job.
Robert doesn't have yeah. a steady job and
right.
funds.
Right.
And teacher April said, I don't ever want to see you treat your belongings like that again. And if you do, I'm going to tell your mom how you treated her lunchbox. I said, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is exactly what they teach you.
Right.
In early childhood yeah, development programs.
Lunchbox 101.
Lunchbox 101. I love the, and then everything that came out of teacher April's mom was, I'm going to tell mom.
Oh no.
Every single thing.
Teacher April.
So everyone was absolutely terrified. And she was also really like rough with the kids.
Oh, like she'd grab them.
Like she would grab them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Grab them off the potty and just really like scary. And I didn't know, we were supposed to be a team, so I didn't want to be like, you're a really bad teacher, by the way.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to deliver.
Yeah. It's hard to deliver. So it very much became like, okay, we go to teacher Brooke for everything and we're very scared. We're very, very scared of teacher
they're
April.
You're so lucky they had you.
Thank you, Kels. But I don't know why that they needed to have teacher April, but that will become clear.
Okay.
Soon, and I'm just checking my notes to see what comes next.
I'm so inside.
Okay.
Enthralled.
Bullet point: kids were scared for their lives. We touched on that.
Okay.
Okay. Next bullet point. Okay. So I started to complain to the other teachers.
Oh my God.
And I was like, "There's something really, really, really wrong with the situation and with teacher April." And they were like, "So yes, this is something that's been going on for 5 years. This is her fifth classroom in 5 years, and the reason that she's in your classroom now." Is because it's close to the office, so they're able to monitor her and keep detailed notes.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, great. That's a good idea to put like the freshly graduated 22-year-old with someone that you've been monitoring closely for 5 years and taking notes.
Also, don't we think there could have been like enough offenses in the 5 years that she probably could have like gotten written up and fired?
So that's what I thought, especially because then I started complaining too. Like the
big
the office.
Right.
And I was like, this is not working at all.
Okay.
And they said, so what we're going to have you do is we're going to lead you to the teacher April files.
No.
On our computer. And so this is where you'll come whenever you have a complaint. When I tell you 45 pages.
What?
Of just 2018 complaints that I had to contribute to. Like I was
and
like,
what did you just type them out?
I had to go like 15 times a day. I would like go to the office and just like type out the complaints. So they were like building a case because it's, I guess.
But like how much evidence do you need for a case?
That's what I don't understand.
Okay.
My theory is that they had probably like threatened to fire her before or fired her before. And she came back like guns a-blazing.
Does she have like, so like blackmail on the school?
I don't know like why they couldn't fire her. I think it's like really, it must be like really hard to fire someone or there's something I'm not understanding.
I feel like that's tough. Okay.
Yeah. I think she had maybe come back and like hit them with a discrimination.
Oh my God. Okay.
Suit or
got
something.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So then I was contributing to the teacher April file.
Right.
And then finally she did go on her honeymoon, which was like an awesome 2 weeks of just not having her. And she told me that she was going and wedding.
Wait.
Wedding and honeymoon.
So she ended up having a wedding?
So she ended up getting married, going on the honeymoon. She told me she was going to Bermuda.
Okay.
I do some Facebook digging.
Duh.
She got married in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Honeymooned in the casino.
Love that for
but
her.
But she did tell me that she was going to Bermuda.
To Bermuda.
So that's kind of, that was an interesting pattern starting of lying.
Of lying.
Yeah. So she came back and I was like, how was Bermude?
Right.
And she was like, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Then like a few weeks after Bermuda, she came in looking like a little down. No. I said, are you okay? And she was like, ugh, like my husband died in his sleep.
Stop.
No. No. So I was like, oh, damn. Like, I'm so sorry.
Wait, like the night before?
Yes. Like she had woken up and he was no longer with us.
And then she just went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And told you.
Yeah. Very casually. And I was like, I'm really.
I'm so scared. I am sorry. Okay.
I'm really sorry about that.
That probably helped.
So then I look up the obituary because I'm like, something is like really like either he's not dead because you wouldn't be behaving this way. There was no husband. Like something's going on.
Right.
Turns out there was. He was real. He did die. He was on the run and he was actually in jail the first time they were supposed to get married, which is why they couldn't get married. He had stolen $200,000. He was like a caretaker. And he had moved forward with taking $200,000 of the person he worked for's money.
Oh, my God.
And then moved in with Teacher April.
With Teacher April.
Yeah. And then I think it was like the wedding was more of like, I don't like some sort of like get out of jail situation. I don't know if that's how weddings and marriages work.
Okay.
But I think maybe that's why she wasn't as affected by his untimely passing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So did he die in his sleep?
Yeah, I think he did die in his sleep, but I think, I don't know. There was a lot of rumors going around, like maybe like this his life of crime caught up to him. Did Teacher April kill him?
Oh my God.
There was a lot happening.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so then back to school night, I had to do alone because she was at the funeral for, yeah. Of her course. I was like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. This me doing back to school night alone, of course. You're busy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then she was like a little bit more agitated than usual.
Oh no.
After that incident.
Every time I think that it's over, it just gets worse.
So she was a bit more agitated than usual.
Right.
And so one day before circle time, we were lined up outside.
Okay.
Coming in from the playground.
Yeah.
And one of like the sweetest boys, Jack, that's a name change.
Nice.
Jack was doing this thing where he was sipping from his water bottle, mm-hmm. spitting the water onto the ground, sucking the water up.
Absolutely.
of course. Sucking the water back up mm-hmm. from the concrete.
From the ground. Zamboni.
Yeah, spitting it back out.
And spitting
back
it back out.
Yeah, baby birding
that
the water.
That is sweet.
So instead of kind of just, you know, redirecting him to the water bottle, Teacher April, like, it wasn't like a punch in the face.
No.
But like grabbed his nose and like twisted it.
Oh my God.
And then he like had an immediate bruise. And this is the first time I was just like, no, like absolutely not. I picked Jack up. Jack was crying.
Yeah.
I took Jack up, marched him right into the office. Mm-hmm. And I said, Jack, go ahead and tell, you know, everyone in the office, go ahead and tell everyone mm-hmm. what just happened.
Right.
And he, you know, very calmly stopped crying and said, Teacher April clocked me in the face. Yeah. Used those exact words. And so they immediately like went out, got Teacher April, brought her into the office. I was moving forward with the rest of circle time. Right. Jack kept telling everyone, Teacher April clocked me in the face.
Stop.
And I was like, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. Teacher April came back into the classroom to get her belongings. One of the kids said, where are you going? She told them all, Teacher Brooke's trying to get me fired.
Stop it.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Yes, by the way, yes.
She's right.
And so they were able to get the whole thing on video. And she was fired.
My
immediately.
God.
Yeah, finally. It's just like, I don't understand why it ever had to come to poor Jack getting clocked.
The brunt of the situation,
clocked.
Yeah.
But she was fired. And then after that, obviously, no sub.
Why? No. Why would you?
But I was like, good. Like, I would like to just do this alone at this point.
Right.
And then at one point, like months later after I did, you're supposed to like split the parent-teacher conferences with your co-teacher. Split everything with your co-teacher. And I was like, and I did all of them, like did all the write-ups, did all the like preschool report cards, everything.
Right.
And I was like, after doing two people's jobs,
mm-hmm.
I would like to make more than $21,000, if at all, if at all possible.
Yeah.
If that works for your schedule.
If you guys could just squeeze in a little bit more, a little bit more than 21K a year.
Than 21. And they said, ugh, we wish. We actually don't do that. I said, totally. That's fine. No problem.
Totally fine.
And then I did. I made it through the whole year.
Right.
Because I was like, I can't. Like, the kids have had so much turnover.
Right. They've been getting
punched. I can't leave them.
Punched.
They've been getting clocked.
Right.
And then I quit.
Okay.
And then I moved on to a great school, and that's the end of that story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The school, is the school still running?
The school is still running. It was hell on earth.
That's
literally such a horrible place.
Terrible.
Yeah. But the kids were great.
They always are.
Yeah.
They always are.
They always
are.
And
that's why we do it.
So that was my really long-winded teaching story that I've been scared to tell.
And holy shit.
I think there's a part of me that's scared
now.
Teacher April is going to come after.
Okay.
Because she did.
I understand that.
There was a period of time where she made it her life's goal to get me fired.
Right. Obviously.
And all the parents were like, not really on her
on her side.
Yeah. But she could try.
I feel like we didn't use her real name.
No, didn't.
You don't live there anymore.
Right.
I feel like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, but that's my first year of teaching.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did you have kind of a similar experience?
Literally, yes.
Yeah?
The exact same, but the teacher punched me in the face.
Oh, perfect.
But it's fine. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
You probably had some fun moments. Maybe?
No.
I feel like everybody always asks me, like, what's a funny teacher story? And I don't. Like, have one, because it's like every day is just like
every day there's something going on.
Yeah.
No, my first year of teaching, I actually was supposed to be an afternoon teacher. Mm-hmm. And the teacher, and I refused to teach the younger children.
Yes.
And the teacher, because I didn't want to change diapers. Mm-hmm. But the teacher in the younger kids' room quit on the first day of school.
Yes.
She just walked into my boss's
office.
How old
were they?
They were 2.5. And she left the keys. And she left, and then my boss came in and said, you're going to be with the 2.5-year-olds. And then so I was, and I loved it. But my partner teacher wasn't great.
Yeah.
But I also think that she'd kill me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not even going to say anything else.
No, you don't have to.
But she doesn't seem as unhinged as Teacher April.
Right.
So I feel like if you're not worried, I'm not worried.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that was the story of my first year teaching.
Oh my God.
Exclusive.
Wow.
BNK make a pod exclusive.
BNK make a pod. Wow.
Yeah. And that's it. And now we can move on to our next segment, which is something that you do in circle time.
Oh my God.
With your pop culture sticks.
Okay.
And so we talk about pop culture some.
Yeah.
Here.
Right.
And so, but we have a lot of fidgets.
Okay.
So we have pop culture fidgets. So on each fidget, there's a headline.
Oh,
a
my
pop
God.
Culture
wait,
headline.
That's so exciting.
And you can pick any fidget that you want.
Okay.
And maybe we could talk about.
That's so cute.
A headline in pop culture.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. And it's all from your brain.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Well, I'm excited. Also, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I just wanted
thank
to
you for listening.
Say, it was a beautiful, well, it wasn't beautiful, but it was a really good story.
I'm glad. I was worried about that story because there's so many moving parts.
You did it perfectly.
I'm glad. And I just want to say, I have not had to take one brain break this pod.
It's interesting.
I was
how that
so
works,
nervous about my anxiety. And you are just like the most.
It's
like,
when you
calming.
Remove the boys.
It's when you remove the boys. You are just the best, the best girl co-host. That I could ever.
And you're the best girl co-host I could ever ask for.
Thanks,
Cheers.
Kels.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Okay.
Okay, fidget time.
Fidget time.
Wow.
Oh my God. Whoa. What the hell is
that's
this?
That's sensory slug. I ordered that from urbanoutfitters.com because I thought it was going to be a little squishy.
It kind of is like a flaccid dick.
I know. It is.
I'm sorry,
and me
sensory
and Connor
slug.
Were like playing with them all.
This is
oh,
mine.
There's two. Oh, do you want me to do one too?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do this pink one. Okay. Are there two? There's, okay. You go.
So what am I doing? Taking these off?
Take those off and go ahead and read that headline.
TikTok releases now, which is just be real.
Yes.
Okay. Very true.
Very true. That is the truth.
It is the truth. Have you used it?
No.
Me
and
either.
I won't. Will you?
No, I would never.
Never in a million years.
Because this is the thing.
Tell me.
On Be Real, TikTok is too much of like people I don't know that I mutually follow because I think they're funny,
yeah,
or I like their content or whatever. It's the same as like Instagram or whatever. But I don't actually really know them. Be Real is like people I genuinely know.
That's such a good point.
And I just don't want, there's a reason that I'm on there posting. And there's a reason why I'm not, like, I don't want it to be random people.
Totally. Also, I just, every app becomes
the other
less
one.
Special. Once you add every, like, YouTube is now also TikTok.
Right.
TikTok is now Be Real.
Right.
Instagram
is TikTok.
Is just pick. I'm using them for one purpose because
I don't
stay in your lane, do what you're good at.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't mind having multiple apps to use.
In fact, I love it.
I love it too.
But I want them to all be different.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So we're totally on the same page.
Thank God.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
You go.
Okay. Mine is.
I like these little fidget guys.
Yeah, they're very fun. Streamer Dream reveals his face. I've seen stuff about this, but I don't know who.
Couldn't
he
tell
is.
You a single thing.
Okay. We don't have to.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's the thing about pop culture.
Saw it on E! News, actually, and thought, I think we're derailing a little bit, E! News, from what's important here. And
E-News
it's not
has been a
streamers.
Lot of-
Sorry.
TikTokers as well.
I know. And listen, I just love E! News so much, but it's like, where do we draw the line?
Right.
I thought this was mainstream pop culture.
I know. It's the line is blurred.
The line is
at
blurred.
At the end of the day. And I wish the line was firmer.
Same.
But can't always get what we want.
So congrats to Dream.
In conclusion, Streamer Dream revealed his face.
And we are so happy for him.
Yeah, that takes courage.
And we wish you the best of luck in this new endeavor with your face being shown
Seriously.
To the public.
It's not
It doesn't
easy.
Get easier.
It does not get easier.
If I were you, I would have stuck the mask on and stayed with that.
If I could go back in time, I would mask
Me
mask
too.
Up.
I would be Marshmallow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Did you have another one on
I
yours?
Do have another one.
Okay, let's do it.
This?
Yeah.
Such a good sound.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Okay.
Connor refuses to do ASMR.
Oh, I do it with you anytime.
Yeah,
have you been watching the Swag or Not Swag videos on TikTok?
No.
There's this girl who does videos on TikTok where she watches ASMR videos and she says if it's swag or not swag, and we're always on the same page. I'll send them to you.
Okay, please.
Next up, SNL season 48 kickoff. Miles Teller, Be Real, and Nicole Kidman skit.
I saw both of those. Did you see any of them?
I did not see the Nicole Kidman skit. I did see the Miles Teller Be Real skit. Thought it was funny.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. Clever, funny.
Really, really good. Wrote itself, but they did a great job bringing
it
to
life.
Nuances to life.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
No bad words. I think I watched almost every sketch.
Okay.
From the season premiere because no one is left at SNL.
Wait. Who's there? Keenan.
We can always count on Keenan.
We can.
Colin
Jost.
Jost is still there.
Of course.
Kate's gone. 80's gone.
80.
I don't know if Cecily's still with us.
Couldn't tell you.
Kyle's gone.
Kyle Mooney.
I loved Kyle. You didn't like Kyle.
I know Kyle.
You're kidding. He's on my crush list.
We could talk about it after.
Okay, I'd like to. Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm really, okay.
Is Beck
on my crush list?
Gone?
Oh, he's been gone. He left over a year ago. Yeah. Love him as well.
Yeah. Good to know.
Kate's gone. I don't know if I said that already.
I feel as though you did.
Pete's gone.
Ugh.
So it is. I was curious and it wasn't. It was good.
Okay.
Like, it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So
was Miles Teller the host?
Yes.
Do you think he's hot?
No, because I've heard...
He's mean.
Such bad things
yeah.
that he's so mean and so hard to work with that it's like, I'm not like not interested at all. If he was like had the best personality in the world, I'd be like, oh, he's cute. He's so cute.
Right.
And I'm just like not interested.
He was like so bad.
He's not.
No, not as a host.
Oh.
In the fucking movie.
In Top Gun?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
He was just like a pathetic character to me.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll see it and get back to you.
Thanks. I'll come back on and we could talk about
it.
Okay. Oh, you can come on Circle Time.
Hell yes. I would love to. I love Circle Time.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to. Oh, is that? We didn't get to that one yet.
I didn't talk about Nicole.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And I have no idea what happened. So you're going to have to tell me.
It was just, you know, the Nicole Kidman AMC ad.
Duh.
It was just Chloe Fineman doing that. An exaggerated version of that.
Benny drama did that.
Yeah. Chloe and Benny are in cahoots.
At Coachella. Why'd I say it like that?
Coachella?
Coachella. Is that like a grandma? Like, yeah. I feel like that's how your aunt
right.
said it.
Susu?
Yeah.
Coachella. Yeah. He did.
He
you're
did
right.
do that at Coachella. And I
You're so
you know
right.
what's so funny is that I saw him filming it. And I'm a huge Benny Drama fan.
Me too.
And I was with Cody. And I was like, oh my God, Cody, it's Benny Drama. It's Benny Drama. And he was about to do a scene. And we just tapped him on the shoulder. And I was like, oh, we're such big fans. And he was like, thank you so much. And then he turned back around and he kept filming. And we were like, that was so embarrassing.
That happened to me with him as well.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But
he's
we're
so
big
nice,
fans.
Though.
I know.
Yeah,
I love
he's
him.
So nice.
I love
he's so
him.
Nice. Yeah. And I love his boyfriend too.
Same. He's so handsome.
So handsome. Both of them.
Stunning.
To die for.
To die for, truly.
To die for.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was really it in terms of
the pop culture. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we have like a few minutes left. There were a few more things that I wanted to
Let's
touch on.
Let's do it.
Let me prioritize.
Okay.
Oh, here's what I was going to ask you, okay. And this is new. I was listening to Circle Time on the way here.
Okay.
And you were talking about how Chili is kind of going through a phase of just like wanting to be alone, like not loving mom, but not being as affectionate.
Yeah.
How's that going? Because that sounded hard.
It was really hard. He's kind of turned a leaf.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of back to being my boy.
Okay, good.
He saved his cat.
That's what happens when you turn 21. You're kidding. What happened?
There was a bag on the floor. Cody left at like 5:30 this morning.
To go on a run?
To go swimming.
He has rebranded.
I know. I love it. But he went to go swimming this morning and he got up to go on a run and it was like 5:50 and Chili was barking like a maniac.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I walked down the stairs and he was like, you know, in like the middle, you know, where like the two flights of stairs meet, like right in the middle.
Yes.
He was like running around just right there, like freaking out. And I was like, Chili, what the fuck is happening? Like, what is going on? I walked downstairs. One of the cats had a bag around her that we didn't throw away. And then he ran downstairs
He's
with
a
me.
Hero.
I know. He ran downstairs with me. I took it off of her and he stopped barking.
Oh my God. That's like when an owner goes into cardiac arrest and the dog calls 911.
Right. And sometimes I'm not going to lie. I have pretended like I've been like really injured.
Yeah.
And I just want to see what Chili does.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
Really? He loves his sister.
He loves his sister.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, but he's gotten better. He's snuggly again. Good. He's turned.
Teens go through phases like
that,
especially when they're about to be the big 2-1.
Right.
Were you a cat person before you got your kittens?
I was.
Uh-huh.
I've always been like a cat person.
Really?
I've always been like an animal person.
Uh-huh.
I would have like a million different kinds of animals in our house if we could.
Wow. That's really, really sweet. What else would you
bunnies,
get? Bunny?
Maybe a chinchilla.
Uh-huh. What is that exactly?
I don't know. I saw one. I follow a bunny rescue on Instagram. And they had one. So if you want to see.
Oh, it's like a different kind of bunny.
Look how soft they are.
I just like the thing
with bunnies.
Well, you can't
see how soft they are, but they are soft.
Like you need the like a full pen like in your house.
No, but this is the thing. I met a girl who had a free roaming bunny and she was like.
Litter box?
Litter box.
You would have to train the bunny to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a dog person.
Right.
But I can't. I handle the responsibility of a dog
quite
yet.
I would get a cat.
I want a cat, but I'm so scared. I've never had a cat.
Neither had I.
I don't know how to interact with cats at all.
Right.
I went to a cat cafe.
Okay.
Recently.
Yeah, in West Hollywood.
In West Hollywood.
Yeah, I drove by that the other day.
I was like so lost. And then I accidentally stepped on one of them and I was like, I'm heading out.
I'm going to be honest. The same thing happened to Cody. I brought him to one of those. There was like a pop-up one in Venice. I brought him and he was like, what the fuck? Get these things away from me. And now
I
he
want
loves
them to
them.
Like me. It's just like, you don't. Like,
I think,
you know,
I think you should come over and play with him
I
and
want
Brisket.
To. Yeah.
And then you'll see that they're really sweet.
Yeah.
And that
I
you can do it.
I think they know. I just like don't know what I'm. Like, I was, like, scratching its belly, and then my friend Sarah was like, they don't like that.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shoot.
You'll figure it
How
out,
How was
though.
I to know? Yeah.
I feel like you'd be a really good cat mom.
I want to be a mom.
Me too.
Yeah.
And
you are.
Yeah.
The mom of three.
Mom of three.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a few last points.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about dating apps and stuff, but that feels, like, really long for
okay.
having a few minutes left. What are you looking at?
That question's making me giggle. Would you ever post for a national boyfriend?
Oh, I guess that's what I was wondering too, in conjunction with dating apps and stuff.
Okay, what do you want to know about dating apps? I could give like we could, I could say yes or no.
Yeah, it wasn't even like I wanted to know something. It was, I was spiraling a little bit with dating apps this weekend.
Okay.
And I don't even have any questions. It was just like, why are they so bad?
Right.
Were you ever on the apps before code?
I was not.
You weren't. You've never had to deal.
But you know, I feel like I've lived like vicariously through my friends who have had to deal.
Yeah.
So I know like a thing or two, but I've never actually personally had to experience it.
Because I don't know if it's me being overly critical or genuinely the people on the app shouldn't be allowed on the app.
Right.
And that's the nicest way that I could possibly phrase that.
Right. I actually, another reference to your Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I loved the poll that you put out.
Oh, the fuck, marry, kill. I can read that. Because I don't know your answer, Kels.
I was a little bit confused.
Well,
in general,
hopefully bring some clarity. This weekend, I had my stomach bug, so I was resting, and watching movies.
Right.
And so I watched Meet the Parents.
Okay. Classic.
With Ben Stiller. Yeah. And then I got myself on a Ben Stiller kick.
Oh.
And then I was
do
like,
you love him?
I love him.
Okay.
So watch Meet the Fockers.
Duh.
Watch Little Fockers. Watched Along Came Polly. Move forward, Zoolander.
Okay. Oh my God.
Then kind of went back to Dodgeball.
Okay.
I probably watched about 12.
Heartbreak Kid.
The Watch, which was a new one for me.
Okay.
And seen that. That was good. Watched about 45 Ben Stiller movies.
Little Fockers, by the way?
Incredible. Kelsey.
Really?
Incredible.
They should do another Fockers. I feel like there's not enough.
Like, that would be my dream role. To be in the Fockers institution.
Really?
Anything in the Fockers universe.
Oh my God.
I just love Ben Stiller. And so this kind of spiraled. I'm deleting my Hinge and making a new Hinge to find a Ben Stiller. A Ben Stiller that exists in the Los Angeles area. Because there has to be one.
Totally.
Paid upwards of $50 for various boost features to help find Ben. Couldn't find him, but I did find these three men who left like comments on my pictures.
Right.
And I posted this on Instagram and I was like, okay, fuck, marry, kill. Lawrence, who said, even after going through a global pandemic, your smile is still the most contagious thing. Smiley face. All right. I apologize. That was pretty cheesy and cringe. LOL. Sweat emoji. So that was Lawrence.
Not seeing any faults.
Then Diraj said, what's your favorite toothpaste brand?
Okay.
Okay. Adding him to the equation.
Okay.
And then Inar said, hey, I'm kind of attracted to your shy smile.
Oh my God. Easy peasy.
So my question was fuck, marry, kill Lawrence, Diraj, Inar. And I will say a lot of girls responded saying that they have both received the same DMs from Diraj. Re-toothpaste.
Okay.
And Lawrence even after going through a global pandemic, your smile is the most.
No.
Yeah, so that could factor into your decision.
Well, if I didn't know that, I would have said marry Lawrence.
Okay, he's even after a global pandemic. Yeah, your smile.
Yeah.
Most contagious thing, by the way.
Fuck Inar.
Hey, I'm kind of attracted to your shy smile. Just kind of, though.
Because he's also shy.
He's shy.
And then
because he's using the
last one.
That's going to be Diraj.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Diraj.
Our very own Cheyenne
thing.
Our editor is a victim of Diraj.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was able to let me know that. So
maybe if someone would just respond, he would stop asking people their favorite toothpaste brand.
That is beautiful approach. Never even took a second to consider his POV.
Right.
He's desperate.
He's just trying to brush his teeth.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? Changed my mind.
Okay.
Marrying Diraj. I'm going to still fuck
Inar.
I don't even really like to say that. Sounds like, sounds illegal.
I think I need to marry him. He seems like the only one I could spend the rest of my life with.
Inar?
One, because he's not saying that to everyone.
Right. Well,
at least as far as we know. It's the most personalized because I do have a shy smile on the picture he's referencing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the picture? It's me on the beach and I'm just like.
So good, yeah.
That's like the picture I use on dating apps. And that's a shy smile. So he was being
like
authentic to
personal.
Yeah. Lawrence, I think, kill.
He's got to go. I actually totally agree.
Kill and then fuck D-Raj.
Yeah. After you tell him the toothpaste. Yeah.
So I think that's...
I actually totally agree. On board. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be your maid of honor.
I would love that.
Yeah. I'd be happy to.
Maybe he could be my plus one for...
For my wedding.
The co-crepple wedding.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I'll let you know if it...
Yeah, let me know how it keeps going.
Okay.
If things get really serious between the two of you, then I'm not giving any plus ones to people who don't have serious... Who don't live with their...
A lot can happen between now and unspecified date.
That's so true.
Yeah. So I'll keep you all...
Please.
...updated. Okay. I mean, that's really like... We have some more stuff to cover.
Right.
That we can do in the bonus episode.
I'm so excited.
Because Kels is sticking around for Brooke and Kelsey Make a Podcast Close Friends, which I'm so excited about.
I love that name.
So yeah, if you guys want to hear more of our combo there... Go ahead.
We're just
over.
Getting started.
We're going to, I've never seen, there's a Twilight wedding scene, extended cut, that I've actually never seen the extended cut. So I'd like to watch that
with
you.
And I'm going
to
be honest, I've never watched the original cut.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
And then I also will have some Taylor Swift conversations as well.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm like genuinely so,
because you're
so excited.
Like that trend that, or not trend, but like it's a filter, I think, on TikTok where it's like it plays the first few bars.
I've never done that one.
Okay.
I've done the one where it plays, or where it says like the lyrics. It writes out the lyrics and you have to guess what comes next or something.
I've seen that one. And there's also one that like plays like the first few notes really quickly.
Oh,
and
then I'm good at. And I told you that.
Yeah, I think we'll play that as well.
Kind of nervous that I'm going to fuck it up though.
You won't.
Okay.
You wouldn't. There's
no such
thing as fucks ups in this
fucks
phase.
Ups.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you in Close Friends.
See you there.
And I forgot to call Connor. That's okay.
We can call him in Close Friends. So if you want to hear us call Connor, which you're not going to want to miss.
No, seriously.
Go Close Friends. Go to the Close Friends.
Okay. Well, we love you guys to pieces. Oh, and if you would like to watch Close Friends, go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up. Yes, for the BNC tier or the whole thing.
Yeah,
whatever floats your boat. Okay, love y'all.
Love you. Thanks for watching. Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
I was reminiscing just the other day, and then I could remember.
And I go, "Are you not going to feed me?" And it caught on the mic that he had, and so the whole church heard me say, "Are you not going to feed me?"
Have I found you, flightless bird? Wow. What the fuck is
this? I know.
This?
I don't know, Kels. I'm shocked that it exists.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.